Let us bow our heads in prayer. Almighty God, we know that all scripture is inspired by you and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to you may be proficient, equipped for every good work. As we hear the good news this Easter season, may we come to believe more and more that Jesus is the Messiah, your Son, and through and that through believing we may have life in his name. Amen. The New Testament reading is 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 9. Listen for God's word. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who are being protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, even if now, for a while, little while, you have had to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, being more precious than gold, that though perishable, is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Although you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy, for you are receiving the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It's the second Sunday of Easter. Easter's not over, so we are still celebrating that empty tomb. And we've moved on to the next appearances of Jesus. So let's listen to John 20, 19 to 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight. You are our rock and our redeemer. May your spirit fill our hearts with bubbles and blown kisses so that we feel your spirit working in and through us in all we do. Amen. Breath is a mysterious and fleeting thing, even though it is really vital to survival. In my family with children who were swimmers, it was always a focus on the day-to-day. How long could you hold your breath? what was the timing, and if you took a breath at the wrong time on that swimming lap, it was the difference between an Olympic trial cut and just going home. We often take breath for granted. So let's practice now. If you're able, sit with your feet on the ground in front of you and breathe in slowly through your nose. Now breathe out through your mouth. Now, there's a choir practice variation of this where we give it a little bit more oomph because it has a sound, so I'm going to need y'all's help. So when you breathe in, when you breathe out, you're going to move your hand and you're going to make an ah noise. So breathe in and breathe out. Ah. Deborah does that so much better than I do. Other than possibly the person next to you needing to brush their teeth or having had too much coffee this morning, or maybe the AC needs to be repaired much faster than it is right now, what went through your mind as you were breathing? How did it make you feel? I could feel the tension coming out of my shoulders as I focused on what I just take for granted all the time and slowed it down. How do we capture this all-pervasive aspect of God? And why am I harping about breath? I've been asked, how did we get from Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to breath and bubbles, if you followed my interpretation and Angie endorsing it with bubbles? Well, we have many things to appreciate from the Catholic Church, but language-wise, there's deviations that add confusion coming out of Rome. I can't help when I think of ghost, but think of Casper. Anybody else got a friendly little ghost in their minds? Or poltergeist. Oh. Our biblical use of the term ghost comes to us, you guessed it, from the Latin. The Greek word for breath was pneuma, and pneuma went to Latin sanctus. And then from Sanctus, it went to the Old English of Gust, or German Geist. Get behind me, Casper. Ruach and Pneuma hold so much more power. Our very breath, the life-giving, empowering spirit, is so much more powerful representations of this third person in our Trinity. One that brings peace and wholeness into a broken world. The Holy Spirit makes us complete. It gives us power to believe, to share hope with a broken world. When we don't get enough air, we can feel broken. Think CPAP machines and oxygen tanks. I know. They help us limp along. But that's our medical world trying to catch up to what Jesus did for us. Breathing the Spirit into each and every one of us, all of the disciples, not just on them, but the actual word is into them, filling them with the Spirit, filling us with that Spirit. Brokenness. Jesus comes to make us whole, even with his own wounds and his own brokenness from having just been crucified. These appearances are to make sure that we have that vital connection with the Holy Spirit all together so that we can believe. When Thomas was missing that first appearance, he missed out on the relationship being established, blowing through the room. Jesus was willing to come again and again to make sure that there was no one missing out on that Spirit and to heal a broken world, to be with each and every one of us, to connect us to God and to one another. Caroline Lewis elaborates that this text from John is so important. It's John's Pentecost moment. Even the whole point of Scripture, this verse, the last verse, the whole point of the Gospel of John. It is written, I wrote about these signs so that you can believe and have life. John says, "I wrote this so you can believe." A gasp rolls through the crowd, a gulp of air. How often, as new parents, how many of you have children out there? When they were babies, did you sneak your finger under their noses when they're asleep to make sure that that air was still flowing? A gentle whisper of a breath on a forehead as a baby drifts off to sleep. We need proof sometimes of that vital breath, that it's still going, that it's still there. We need to see those bubbles landing on us. Thomas gets a bum rap here. Often this Sunday is about doubting Thomas. Yet Jesus never calls Thomas out for doubt or disbelief. The Spirit is hard to see unless we show one another. In a room full of disciples, and likely others were in that locked room with them too, the occupants are huddled in fear. I find the Holy Spirit way more intriguing than anything about Thomas. "Peace be with you," Jesus says, and breathes that peace into them. There are actually two scenes, two appearances of Jesus here. Jesus breathes the Spirit into them and sends them out. So what are they doing back in that locked room again for the second appearance? Last week we waved alleluia wands, and yet this week there's a whole lot of empty seats. That happens every year. I would love to believe that we're out sharing God's grace and mercy, and we're so busy spreading the hope of the resurrection to the point where we don't need to retreat back to the room because we're out there spreading God's love, out doing something with that spirit of peace that we've been given. Last week, the world collectively held its breath. Was everything going to fall apart with a world at war beyond repair? Our nation's leaders and world leaders have us on the brink of anxiety, holding our breaths to see if things will hold together and peace will prevail. The Pope, the Dalai Lama, so many other religious leaders are calling for us all to take a deep breath, to remember our connectedness. May the Holy Spirit remind us that death was defeated. May we believe and help others believe the tomb was empty. All of the gospel is written so that we truly know God is with us. Hope is not gone. We have work to do, though. We have to share this love. Like Thomas, there are many who fear that they have no value, that they've been forgotten, that they're disposable. Belief is an action verb. Truly living is following in the footsteps of Jesus and showing the world this vital breath. Give voice to that breath. Practice makes perfect. Do it with me. Are you holding your breath? Waiting for just the right moment? Afraid in our broken world of what the next breath might hold? Relax your shoulders. Breathe out gently and completely. Breathe in the Holy Spirit in abundance with us, so together that we may all believe and carry the Ruach breath of God to the world. The hope of the resurrection that promises we will never, ever, ever be alone. God is with us everywhere. Each of us, always. You are loved so much. The broken world needs you to carry this promise and hope of the resurrection to each and every beloved child. Share Christ's peace with a world afraid to breathe. Remind the world we breathe together in the power of the Holy Spirit. Shalom. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.